time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department.
I almost didn't put on your mic, but...
It's fine. I'll just chat from this side.
It's working. Afternoon, Tian is back in studio, talking all things Bits and Bytes. If there is a question that you have for Tian, feel free to tweet it through to us.
Sure, at Twitter.
926. Listen, how you been?
I've been lucky, man. And yourself?
Cold.
It's almost end of the year, and it's not cold.
It's cold in studio.
It's slightly less warm in studio. I enjoy it in here. It's lovely.
You came in and you're just like red in the face, so you're probably enjoying the coldness.
Yeah, I'm happy. I don't like the heat here.
Not at all. We are winter babies.
Yeah.
Listen, what's on the menu today?
Okay.
For Bits
and Bytes? Yeah. So just between you and me and whoever else out there is chatting with us today. So Facebook in South Africa hit 13 million users this month.
Mm-hmm.
That's the highest ever.
13 million.
That's what's concurrent connections. That's crazy.
That means like a new person is signing up like every day.
No, a few people per second.
Yeah.
And then they've got their stuff running. It's about 10 million users on mobile devices alone. So
wow.
That's actually interesting.
That's really cool.
For a market stat, that's actually quite interesting.
So Facebook
just shows you how strong the mobile market, mobile device market is. There's cell phones and tablets and that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's all we're going to talk about. I just want to say that 13 million people in South Africa, that's great. That means people are getting onto the social media side. We're going to talk about the scams today. Quickly just mention one or two scams that you get. Firstly, everyone's gotten this from a friend. What is your adult actor's name,
you know?
Where you give your maiden name and your mother's maiden name. Be very aware of this. This is actually a scam. They're trying to get as much personal information from you as possible.
And then what do they do with it? This sounds like a horror movie.
A lot of people that fill this stuff in, they actually publicly say this on their Facebook. So anyone can see their Facebook.
Yeah.
And they can see their mother's maiden name or mother's maiden surname. And it's called, they use that for identity theft. Or a lot of the times people ask you what's your dog's name, what's your second name. What a lot of people have their dog's name as their password.
Yeah.
So it's people trying to get into private information to get into your, not just your Facebook, but to get into any of your accounts.
Oh,
so be wary about that. Please don't do that. Okay. Secondly, it's not as bad here in South Africa as it is overseas, but it's getting here now.
Okay.
It's the free giveaway scam.
Mm.
Yeah. So many likes and you'll get free tickets to British Airways flight, blah, blah, blah. It's a lot of crap, people. Please don't waste your time. It's the same thing again. You'll say a like and then they'll ask you to fill in a survey.
And in that
survey, they'll get your private information, your IP address and whatnot. And there we go. You've been suckered. Don't do it.
That sounds so scary. And I know of a couple of people on my Facebook who's shared stuff. And also, I don't know if you've seen those messages where they just like pop up random stuff, but videos.
Yeah.
This is too much.
How many of our friends have been hacked?
Yeah.
How many times have you logged on, say, and then a friend messages you via SMS or WhatsApp, say, please disregard my WhatsApp or my Facebook, I've just been hacked. It happens a lot, and that's because of this crap. Okay, and then lastly, there's a special one I've seen a few times, and that's who viewed my Facebook page last. It's apparently an app you can install on your Facebook to say who checked my so that you can see who's looked
who's
at your Facebook
you
page.
Out.
However, again, it's a monitoring software scam, so it changes. It looks at all the people coming to visit you and tags those people with your identity. Again, please make sure that you don't install crap like that. In fact, Facebook has said there is no way that you can see who's seen your Facebook page. So that app is
utterly... Unless Facebook said it.
Yes. Facebook said it's not possible. So if Facebook says it's not possible, no app can do it. So it's utter nonsense.
Okay, cool.
Okay, moving on. YouTube Red. Okay, we've all heard about YouTube.
You explained this earlier and I was just like, maybe, but nah, I'm enjoying the free one.
Okay, so YouTube normally is free of charge.
Yeah.
However, so irritating, you're watching something and every 5 minutes there's an ad popping up in your video.
Song.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so YouTube Red is the paid YouTube service.
Okay,
so many people don't know it exists. It does actually. It's not, at this point in time, it's not available in South Africa. It's coming here. They're doing the beta test and all that in the States now, although it's past that stage. They're rolling it out now, but they're doing it slow and sure.
Okay.
And what it basically does, it's you pay a small premium, and I mean small. I think it's something like it'll work out to maybe not even R5 a month. It's small, right? It's really small. Now, for the amount of time I spent on Facebook, on YouTube, for me to pay $5,
I would do it.
You know, I actually would do it. One of the stuff is you're getting ad-free videos, no more ads. Okay. Yeah. And just for that irritation, it's worth $5. Second thing is you can save your videos offline. It's actually got a feature in YouTube. You don't have to use third-party applications. You can actually
convert
it. Yes, you can actually save it from there.
But then
and also only if the creator of the video allows it.
But then will it then always open as a YouTube video or?
No, you can open it. You'll be able to save it in a special format, the MP4, or AVI, or MKV. But again, only if the supplier of the video allows it, the owner of the video, which is fair, which I think is fair. All right, that's copyright. Then you can also, especially, and I like this, you as soon as you take part in the YouTube Red, you are already a member of Google Music, Google Play, which is their music subscription service. And they have not seen any one of the big music services, including iTunes, offering so much free music. So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So you can go there and have a look. It's going to probably reach us by next year, first to second quarter. It won't be a lot of money. The last thing is also you've got a background play, which is actually quite cool. So that means you can play your music off your Google Play, right? Which is, remember, on an Android phone, this is part of your phone. So you don't have to download this app, so it'll never break. Okay, but you can have background play, which means you can put your screen off and still have the music play or the video play for the music video play or whatever if you want to. And then
that's so cool, so useful actually. Because some of my friends who have the iPhones, they have to physically just go onto their music and they can't do anything else.
Exactly. So that's this one can run in the background. You can either be busy with something else on your phone, or actually switch the phone screen off and it'll still play
that's
the music.
Really cool.
Actually, it's quite cool. Okay.
What's up with the Twitter polls that you said?
Okay, quick mention on the Twitter. Twitter's got a new thing out now. They are allowing you to create a two-option poll. That means a yes or no, true or false type of poll. So you can sit in class, ask your fellow students something on Twitter, and create your own poll. It takes a little like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And people can just hashtag Twitter, get it done.
But
vote.
How useful is it? Why are we polling?
Well, you know, it's a nice feature because a lot of people use Twitter in their classrooms, especially the staff and some of the younger lecturers. They're using Twitter.
Okay.
And this is just a polling option. It's you want to ask a question in class, and you want to go on with your class while people vote, and people can vote while they're listening to you. That's actually quite cool. And then lastly, but very importantly, Friday the 30th. Okay, so at Launch Lab, every now and then they've got this Launch Lab lunch sessions.
Yeah.
And I normally look at it and I think, okay, that's quite cool and that. But this week's one, I'm quite particular.
Pretty stoked about.
Francois van Niekerk used to be a Marty, and he opened up his own business in 2014. The business's name is Clockwork Acorn. And it's a gaming tech startup. So it's a gaming development house.
I wish you could see Tian's face.
I'm so excited about this.
Such a gamer.
So Friday afternoon from 1 to 2, you only have to book, you don't have to pay, it's free of charge. Come and have a talk with Francois van Niekerk. He's having a 1-hour talk on the 30th of October at the Launch Lab about a gaming tech startup perspective, what they did wrong in the start, what they did right, and where they are now 2 years later.
Okay, cool. So it's the 30th of
Friday the 30th at 1 o'clock at Launch Lab.
Okay, cool. Tian, I'll see you in 2 weeks time.
And I actually believe this is my last one for the year. And I think next week is Mark's last one for the year. I think we're actually ending as soon as the exams start, so I think this is it for me and you for this year, which is a shame. Maybe we could squeeze one in. We don't know.
We can squeeze one in. I think so.
But we never go away. We're still on Twitter. Please. You've got my Twitter handle. You've got the IT's Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Keep up to date.
Send
chat to us.
And questions.
Yeah, please.
But somebody every Wednesday, Monday to Friday at quarter past three.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter at IT Stellen Uni.